Where'd you store that?
We all had greenish. We all had good greenish.
Mm-hmm. How about corn? How about corn?
Corn?
Huh?
We raised corn. In early days, we all raised some corn. Can't raise corn no more.
Where'd you put it?
In greenish. Uh-huh. Now, the first father, before my father got a new house, good house, he built a granary 24 by 24.
Boy.
With a driveway through it, and granny is on each side. Just drive in there and throw it out, you know. And used up overhead for store peanuts and stuff in, you know. Mm-hmm. And had stairs upstairs on the outside went in, you know. Mm-hmm. We had that. We always had that good granny. Yeah. People got so now, they don't build grannies. They just want to get to town, you know.
Yeah, 24 by 24. That was as big as your house, wasn't it? That was as big as your first house.
Bigger than the house, but had an 8-foot driveway. So he made 8 by 24, two granaries on each side, 8 by 24, and we made three bins out of them, 8 feet square, you see. Mm-hmm.
And then there was something up above, too?
Yeah, had a floor in it up above for storage stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Storage seeds and everything like that, you know. Mm-hmm. We raised peanuts and stuff like that, and we'd store stuff up there, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, you know, how about your barn? Did you have something up above in there?
No, we never had, we didn't have, our barns were just, most of them days was a straw shed or just a flat shed barn.
Mm-hmm. How about later when you built big ones? How about later when you built bigger barns?
Well, we never did have no big barn till I was growing and got a place to own here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, even then, did you build big ones?
Well, we had a pretty big barn out here. It was 12 feet high at the corner. It had a haymow in it. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of hay. I don't know how many tons of hay it holds.
People don't build very big barns down here.
They don't build them very high. No, they're mostly all on the ground.
Because of the wind?
Yeah, I think that's mostly it.
Did you ever leave your hay out in the field and pile it up?
No, we never much on pile of hay. We never much a stack of hay. Mm-hmm.
Did that blow away too, or?
Huh? Well, the stack broke pretty bad. 1978 long there, I had a farm, and then when I went started the farm, I stacked quite a bit of hay out. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't very many late year now. Mr. Ward and I had been together 25 years. We had baled hay before that, you see. Mm-hmm. Her and I baled all our own hay up the last 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pick the hay and she'd do the tying, even her age.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you, I think, if you don't overdo it. Did you have any special shelters for cows other than the hay barns?
Oh yes, in the early days we had the cow barn, cows right on the end of the horse barn, you see. Mm-hmm. Had a shed right on the end of the, had a, we never stalled them together. We had a shed. But the last 30 years, we've had a regular place to milk our cows, you know. Mm-hmm. A shed, regular shed, probably on the side of the barn or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you call it anything? Did you call it anything where you kept your cows? A cow?
We all called it a cow barn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have any place where you bring the cows in for, just to turn them loose in there by the barn?
Oh, yes, we had a shed, had a cow shed. We call that the cow shed and the other the cow barn, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, did you have a fence around this?
Well, we had a corral, but they'd come in this corral and go in that shed, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's all we had 40, 50 head, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, this corral, was that for the cows or the horses or both of them? Or?
Well, we hardly ever let the horses into the cattle. Uh-huh. They'd go in there. We always put the horses in the horse barn.
Did they have a? Did you have a corral for your horses, or?
Well, they used the same corral mostly for all of them, mm-hmm. But we never let the horses in this cattle shed much, you know, where the cattle went.
Yeah. How about the land around the barn? Was what'd you call that?
Call that the lot. Uh-huh. Call that the cow lot. Generally, call the house horse.